Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Psalm 37, I'm going to read verses 1 through 8 very quickly. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in the way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Today I want to talk to you about a recipe for good health. Sin brings death to our bodies. It also brings death to our spirit and our soul. This means that sin causes the death process in our bodies. In other words, our health, or shall I say our sickness, is related to sin. This does not mean God is punishing you for a certain one sin, so to speak. But it just proves we're all sinners. At 57 years old, I understand the effects of long-term abuse to the body and different things, as I've seen in others and even in my own life. None of us are sinless. Therefore, our bodies begin to break down. Because we're all sinners, it's foolish to think that we can live without ever being sick. I don't believe we can live healthier if we do it the world's way. I believe that if we listen to the God who made us, we can live healthier. I'm not going into natural foods and health food versus store-bought, all natural versus medication. Folks, God cursed the ground. He cursed the earth. The food we eat, yes, it will make us sick because we're sinners. God cursed the ground. He cursed our bodies. I'm here to say, I don't care if you scrape the bark of the aspen tree and take that for a headache, or you pop an aspirin. I don't think either is wrong. They're the same chemical compounds, and it doesn't matter to me. That's not the issue. Everyone has an opinion about health. That's true. And we're all going to get sick. That's true. We're all going to die. That's truth. So let's see what God says about a recipe for good health in the Bible. First of all, let me say this in introduction. You cannot have good health unless you have all these ingredients. Sometimes good health means the best health, yet it can be run through these ingredients. You see, you have to have all these in place to have the best health you can. I did not say that you would never be sick, but that you could enjoy the best health you have no matter what level of health you have. Number one, get good sleep without anger or bitterness or worry. We read, fret not thyself. That we're not to be hurting others. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Ephesians 4:26 says that we should not sleep when we're angry. Anger causes the mind to be stirred up and not rest. We read in Psalm 37, 1 through 8, we're not to worry. Don't go to bed worried about a lot of things. Let God take care of it while you sleep. Read Psalm 119, verses 161 through 168. You don't need longer rest. You need better quality rest. You know, depressed people sleep too much. It's because they dwell on worry. Bitter people sleep too much, and they don't rest well because they're constantly thinking about the wrong things. Some medications make you sleep, and you allow yourself, the more you sleep, to think about the things you should not think, and you get farther and farther down. Number two, fight a good fight, win or lose. 1 Timothy 6, verse 12. God does not tell us to win. He tells us to fight. Truth always wins, but not everyone will accept the truth, especially in battle. You know, sometimes we'll never see the end of the battle. We just have to go out and fight the battle that's before us. Psalm 27, 1 through 5. To have good health, the good cells need to be strengthened by being opposed. If they don't get strengthened, they'll not be able to fight this big battle when needed. You have to lift weights to get stronger. You don't get stronger by the absence of weights. Number three, don't worry what others say about you. Psalm 27, verses 12 through 14. We need to care more about what God thinks than what man thinks. John 15, 18, 1 John 3, 13. They hate God and truth, not us. Galatians 1:10, God wants us to please him, not man. When you don't care what people think, your health is better. You're not going to be so worried about your looks or your weight or how this appears. No, you do what is right and you care what God thinks, not what others think. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Number four, read your Bible and live its principles every day. Proverbs 3, 1 through 8. Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. Proverbs 29, 17. Psalm 55, 17. The Bible is the words of God, and they are the words of life. Number 5. Live with eternity in view. Realize that everything on earth is only temporary. Psalm 119, 97 through 104. Colossians 3, 2. This life is practice for eternity. This isn't even the main season. This is like tryouts. Quit worrying about life here. Let's focus on eternity. And lastly, have good humor. God says that happiness or laughter is like a medicine. Psalm 17:22. Psalm 2:4 says God laughs. Ecclesiastes 3:4 says there is a time to laugh. Psalm 126:2, Proverbs 14:13. You see, you've got to have some laughter in life. Learn to enjoy and see the humor and the pleasantness of life. Now, once you have all these ingredients, good sleep without anger or bitterness, fighting the good fight, win or lose, don't worry what others say. Read your Bible and live its principles. Live with eternity in view. Have good humor. Once all those are in place, keep them mixed up well in every part of your life. And then bake them in the heat of opposition. May get thick, might get dense, but let me tell you something. When it's done, it'll be a sweet cake, and it'll bring sweetness to your life and good health. Have a great day from the Pastor's Heart.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.